This is 2014.
On Triple J.
Richard Kingsmore with you this evening on 2014. Young Fathers, you've been hearing their track Get Up. It's a wonderful track from a really stunning album, which is called Dead. It's a fairly ferocious title. A lot of the music of Young Fathers is a little bit unsettling. It's pretty intense in parts. And there's three members of this Edinburgh group. Yes, they come from Scotland. There's Graham G. Hastings, who we're about to hear from. And there's also his two bandmates, Chaos and Aloysius. Aloysius comes from Liberia originally, and Chaos is of Nigerian background. We'll go into the story of how the three of them met in just a moment, but all sorts of people have been singing the praises for a couple of years now of Young Fathers. People like Ghost Poet, Diplo and Alt J have all said kind words about this group from Edinburgh, Scotland. So it's time to find out a little bit more about the music and the ideas that went into the making of this album. It does follow on from a couple of mixtapes which got them notice around the world. They've signed up to the Anticon label in the States, which is a well-regarded mainly hip-hop label in the US. So let's find out a little bit more about the story of the Young Fathers from G. Graham Hastings. And let's go into the story of how he met the other two members.
When I was younger, I knew a guy that would go to the hip-hop club, and like it was just the first time I'd ever experienced like loud music. And we went in the club and everybody was dancing, and you know, it was sweaty and it was dark, and it was for like underagers, so it was like we were 14 at the time. And I met the guys, and we were all, it was like a circle of people dancing, and we shook hands, but you couldn't speak, it was too loud. And like it was the first time I'd ever really danced outside my bedroom. Like, I'd always wanted to express myself, but I couldn't express myself like how I wanted to with the people I grew up around. It just wasn't accepted. So when I met Ali and Chaos, I couldn't believe how much they were able to express themselves, like, in a public forum, and everybody, you know, loved them for it. Whereas, like, you know, where I grew up, it was like if you'd done anything like dance or sang or something, they seen you as soft. And I couldn't believe it when I seen him, and I just fell in love with it straight away. And after the club finished, I asked the guys to come back down to my house in my bedroom, where I was like making like these beats on like this crappy computer thing, and it started from there.
And they were totally into it. They were up for collaborating with you straight away.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were 14 at the time, so it was just kind of everything was exciting. I mean, I don't know if they had much recording done before, so like when they came to my house, basically we just set up a karaoke machine, and I made like a beat with like 10 minutes worth of instrumental on it, and we just pressed record on the karaoke machine, and we'd hang the mic from the cupboard, and we'd all just gather around and sing and do our bit. The three of us really bonded because we kind of liked, you know, arranged pop songs. We all grew up listening to pop music, and we met in a hip-hop club, but we never stuck to hip-hop. That's where we kind of bonded over, you know, making arranged pop songs rather than just rapping for 10 minutes and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't see Young Fathers as a purely hip-hop group. Obviously, there are elements of hip-hop in the sound of what you do. Mm. But in Edinburgh especially, I mean, of course, our exposure to hip-hop out of Edinburgh hasn't been huge. Has there been much of a scene of actually locals getting behind the microphone and producing quite good music?
Well, I find it hard to comment on because we've never really been part of the scenes. I mean, the guys that were putting on the club nights for the underagers were experienced older guys that had been doing hip-hop for a long time in Edinburgh. So I guess that it's been a bit for a while. I mean, hip-hop is everywhere all across the world. So yes, it's been there, but it's not something that we've ever been a part of necessarily or ever really wanted to be a part of. So it's hard for me to say about the Edinburgh hip-hop scene. We never really paid any attention. Got no past, no future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen, listen, what a way to make a living. The ripper, throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixties, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst, cut. For a revolution. Revolution. Revolution.
Let's talk about the influences coming into the sound of the group. As I said before, there's a lot more than just hip-hop in the sound of what Young Fathers do. I see it as something a little bit subversive with the with the production, with the musical backing as well. There's sometimes elements within the songs where you go, wow, that's a really interesting effect. It's really unusual and it's a little bit off-putting, but it kind of works in the mix. Is that something that comes from you? Does it come from your producer? How does that sort of arrive?
It comes from all of us. I think it's a natural thing that we've always had. Is, you know, if you're doing something and it's too, you know, like something you've heard before, like we have really bad attention spans and we get bored too quickly when we're recording. So, like, unless it's really, you know, kind of exciting us, we won't do it. You have to, you know, mix it up with something else. Put something against it that you would never have thought of. Just keeps it exciting for us, really.
And what about the lyrics? How are they arrived at? Do you pretty much leave it up to the other two guys? Is it something collaborative between the three of you?
No, it's completely the three of us. Yeah, it's all shared. We all write together. There's no set way of working. Sometimes one person will come in with one line and that'll be the whole song and we'll base the music around that. Or sometimes I'll make a beat and then everybody will come in and we'll all start writing. So it's all very democratic.
And what about the messages? Obviously, there's lots of agitation in the lyrics of what you guys are talking about. There's environmental concerns, political concerns, obviously, lots of social commentary. Is this basically directly from the surroundings of you and your life in Edinburgh?
We've never really concentrated on being, like, just focusing on our local surroundings in Edinburgh. I mean, obviously, these things are around you, but because of the way we work, we leave it up to, like, you know, instinct. A lot of the time we'll go in the studio and let it all out, and we won't be thinking. We didn't sit down at any point and go, okay, now we need a song that's like this. That just isn't in our, you know, just doesn't work like that. We'll go in the studio and we'll come up with something that, and by the end of the night we'll finish the song. We're very quick working because it feels like that's the best way for the three of us working together, is definitely. I mean, the album was done in that way, where basically we never thought of what we wanted the album to be. We just basically let it out in a really kind of natural way, and then by the end of the recording process, we listen back to it, because we don't listen back until, like, you know, later. It's the only way I think you can really kind of get what you want to get and get that gut feeling out. You have to just let it all out.
Yeah, and then leave it, and then you can get the perspective a couple of months down the path of what you've created and whether it's still exciting.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The album is called Dead as well, G, which isn't a very optimistic title. There's optimism, though, within a lot of the lyrics. Why did you decide on such a sort of a fearsome word as dead as the title of the album?
Once we stopped recording and we listened back to the record, there was a sense of dread. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, you know, the funeral processions in New Orleans. They have this big brass band with drums, you know, walking through the street dancing. So it's like a really sad occasion, but at the same time everybody's having a good time. And then when we listened back to the album, that really kind of reminded me, and it was a kind of glorious occasion, but for something so sad. And so when we came up with Dead, the title, it just all rang true. And it was like, you know, one syllable just rolls off the tongue. Sounds good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, G, it's been fantastic to speak to you. I've got a really good insight now into what Young Fathers is all about, more so than just listening to the music. But it seems like you guys are so close. You must be really excited by the future now that the album's kind of out and people are kind of talking about you guys a lot more. Are you really excited about the year ahead and what you guys can continue to do on the music scene?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all we've ever wanted is to be heard. It's kind of like a selfish practice, but we just want as many ears as possible to hear us. So we have no shame in having, like, you know, that kind of ambition. We just hope that that can happen.
I know you're off to the States really soon. You've got a whole bunch of dates coming up over there, including playing at South by Southwest. Is there any plans after you go to the States? Is there any plans for Australia at this point?
There should be. I mean, I'm not really sure, because I've not been back home and spoke to, you know, our manager for a while. So I don't know what's happening. But there was talk about it and stuff, and of course, like I said, we just want to spread the word. We like travelling, we like going places, so definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I know there's a lot of people interested in seeing you guys out here, so hopefully sometime this year we'll see Young Fathers. But Graham Hastings, G, from Young Fathers, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did I see you planting seeds in the forest? Is it for the green of the dollars? Now don't go telling me it's for the needs of the forest. Now I'ma take a shot in your palace. I just want to make life easy on your eyes. You just want to ease me with your lies.
Playing with the old toys, instant tomorrows, handcrafted sorrows, all-star bravery, imaginary jargon, gripped by business, I'll see you in hell. Sipping on a quick fix, elasticated them wits, sucking on a thumb, marching to an old hit, tiger in an envelope, paperboy, puppet rope, scratching on the blank tape, stealth like utopia, marriage in a gas mask, little girl, black clad, drugs for the lawyer, cause we appreciate it. Cut to the chase, 12 grand in the case, testing out the cannons, the evidence is banging.